Now, relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back here tonight on Perspectives. Welcome back here tonight on Perspectives Live with me, Ashley Burgess, your host. And we're discussing reinvention. You know, more so how you can minimize really the nasty effects of the aging process and make yourself relevant. And in the middle of all that's going on, take care of other things. Just because you're getting older doesn't mean that you can't be vibrant. You can't be relevant. You can't be in demand. Heidi Dillon joins us tonight on Perspectives to tell us just how she successfully reinvented herself through her lifetime, simultaneously kept a happy marriage, raised a child, and created an amazing career and lifestyle. You know, when I was a kid, I remember hearing all the old people, and I'm talking about the old people around me, talking about the aging process, the life changes, not being able to see without their glasses or contacts, the workforce, the age bias, the tight and sore muscles, the repair time, the inability to party like a rock star, the hangovers, and how much worse they really are now. What about the back spasms? And don't forget the bowel movements, the shape, the color, the consistency, or the inconsistency. You know, in the beginning, I really laughed at them. I really kind of laughed. I thought, this can't happen to me. But then it became, in turn, full circle. When I heard the same conversations come from friends of mine. Yes, oh my gosh, I realize this is real. Oh my God, the oh my God state of affairs, and you realize that some of your friends are many years older, but they're still your friends. And you may sooner than later find yourself carrying on about the same subject matter, the same conversation, but this time, it's all about you. Many of you know and never prepare to age. You think you're going to be 30 your entire life and party like you're 18 every night. You know it was great while it lasted, but all of a sudden reality strikes. Yeah, and you begin getting older, making more regular doctor's appointments, checking your cholesterol, experiencing snail slow recovery times with regards to working out and drinking, and you're beginning to realize that the two drink maximum seems to work even though it sucks. I'm not sugarcoating it, but I do think there's a way around it. Growing up is hard for most of us. Let's not mention the gray hair. Some people might say the sagging boobs. Children, the chicken arm, the inability to hear, the night tremors, the sleeplessness, the inability to sleep, the weight gain, the slowing down, being called ma'am or sir. But more so, the reality being pushed aside and new relevant people taking your place. When you grow up, you age. The dreaded three letters. You get older, possibly wiser, and hopefully, more comfortable in your own skin. You know, being comfortable in one's skin means you're happy. You're at peace with yourself. You're not trying to fit in. Instead, you know what you want, and you respect yourself. If you're young and you're listening tonight, the conversation seems so far from your reality. You know, you're never going to age, and the issues that this aging process brings aren't coming your way forever. Keep telling yourself that, sweetheart. It happens to everyone, unless you're the guy in that movie who instead of getting older, grows younger until he becomes a baby again. And that condition is rare. Actually, that condition doesn't exist, except for by someone who didn't want to get older in Hollywood. I didn't find the name or the director or the writer on that film, but we'll go from there. For everyone else, 40 plus, you know, 40, by the way, is the new 20, just in case you didn't know. You know, anybody 40 plus, you know where I'm going with this conversation. If aging is a life process, part of the cycle, they tell us, and there's no way of getting around it, getting older really that is, what do you do to make yourself current? What do you do to make yourself relevant and constantly in the mix of things? You know what? I believe it's more like invention with a tiny R-E in front. You must reinvent yourself to be on the front lines, to be relevant, and to be young, no matter your age. We've all sat back and seen Madonna, countless, and others in the entertainment industry reinvent themselves to higher and higher levels of stardom, as well as higher levels of relevance. Some of you listening are wondering why you would, but better yet, how you'd begin reinventing yourself at your age now. What benefits would you reap? You know, if you could reinvent yourself, where would you begin? You're going to find out those answers to these questions and lots more tonight here on Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, I've been thinking about this concept of reinvention. And honestly, I think a lot of people do it without even realizing it. I put out a question on our local Facebook and our social media and asked this question if people knew what reinvention was and if they had ever actually embarked in the process. I don't know, about 50 or 60 got back with me on that pretty quickly, saying that they were actually doing it, they were in the process of doing it, they do it once a year, they do it every 10 years, or they're just now realizing that they need to do it now. That's an interesting concept. Because a lot of people don't realize that you can actually reinvent yourself. You can do it. It's just like invention with the R-E added in front. Because a lot of times we go through processes in life, whether it's aging, whether it's change, whether it's divorce, whether it's whatever, job changes, whether you finally figured out what you wanted to do. Or better yet, maybe you're a mother, father, that actually their kids have grown up and now it's time for you to do something with your life. Whatever it is, whatever the reason for it, understand that reinvention can happen at any level, at any time, and for as much as you'd like to reinvent. So I figured that tonight's show gives you the tools to reinvent your life. Why you need to understand really honestly what reinvention is, because I think that's important, because we can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but unless you really realize what reinvention is and why you need to understand this, it really is pointless. So tonight, Heidi Dillon joins us to actually talk about reinvention of life, why you need to understand what reinvention is, and how it'll help you be all you want to be. And the reason why I asked her to join this show in particular is because she's done it. And when you hear what I'm going to talk about, when you hear what comes up in our next segment, you're going to understand that she is the person to listen to when it comes to this. Because she knows how to do it, she's done it, and you can actually learn from what she's gone through. So don't let aging and getting older hold you back, okay? Do something for you, do something for yourself, and reinvent yourself for a new you at absolutely any age. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess has a great show for you tonight. We had a lot of great stuff going on. I'm also going to give you some tips at the end of the show on how to actually reinvent yourself, but more than that, taking it to the next level of how you do it in your daily life, as well as how to make things work and how to understand when certain things aren't working, what the ding, 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 ding is for you to understand and to actually figure out that certain things like boredom is just an indicator of something much more deep and much more deeply seated. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back in what? I think we'll be back in two shakes.